good since 1984.
Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
Summertime is one of the best times of year to fish grass beds, and with good reason. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. I'll talk about some different ways to fish grass beds to improve your catch after this message. You've heard me talk about U.S. farm-raised catfish, and maybe you're thinking. But it's not that kind of farm. U.S. farm-raised catfish grow in environmentally controlled freshwater ponds, fed a high-protein diet that gives them that clean, mild taste. Remember to look for the words U.S. farm-raised catfish where you shop and where you dine to make sure you're eating the safest, healthiest catfish in the world. U.S. farm-raised catfish. Good eating that's good for you. We're online at uscatfish.com. I guess that almost every waterway in America has some form of weed or grass that grows in it. Now, to some fishermen, this is a blessing, but to others, it's a nightmare. But make no mistake about it, grass beds will produce fish of all kinds if you know what to look for and when to fish them. You know, something that a lot of people don't realize is that fish often use grass beds year-round as long as several factors are met. Things like shade and cover, food and structure. And remember what I always say about structure. Structure is any irregular feature, no matter where it is, and that includes grass beds. Now, one of the most important considerations in fishing a grass bed is the position of the sun. It's a known fact that in clear water, a fish must have protection for its eyes, and the direction the sun is shining and how the rays penetrate into a grass bed will determine where the fish will have shade. And just a little bit of shade and knowing how to fish it can mean the difference in a successful trip and a day spent on the water practice casting. Also, you'll usually find that your bigger fish will be found around smaller clumps of grass versus along a large single grass bed. And lastly, when grass bed fishing, cast into the wind. Normally, it's usually harder than casting downwind, but because the wind bends the grass towards you, a lure is much easier to work through the growth if you cast in this manner. So remember that a fish will usually come from the direction that the wind is blowing. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. Just like any style of fishing, grass bed fishing involves a lot of thinking and preparation in order to catch the most and biggest fish of the year. And as I continue my series on grass bed fishing the rest of the week, I'll talk about the proper baits to use when grass bed fishing and the types of places to look for in the grass beds to fish these lures. So I hope you'll join me. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP.
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
Yozuri.
Lures that catch fish like no other brand.
Fishmate.
The ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish.
The healthiest fish from pond to plate.